It's our continuing coverage of Pella boys basketball following a 53-46 win over Dallas Center Grimes here with head coach Derek Schulte. After, coach, an opportunity to beat DCG for the first time in 4 years. You've had a lot of frustrating nights recently in this gym. This one turns the other way. Your guys battled through a really physical game to get to that point. 24 ties or lead changes is what I had unofficially up here. Your thoughts about persevering and earning a really quality road win?
Really proud of our guys. You know, I think you use the term earn, and this was a win we had to earn. It wasn't necessarily our style, but it was what we thought we might get with their big physical interior and athletic guards. It became a defensive grinder, and our guys took on that challenge, made key stops, and made enough baskets when it counted to get a good run there in that fourth quarter.
Well, and again, early on, it just felt that way, right? Even in the first quarter, it just felt like you were going to be playing back and forth a little bit and trying to find ways to get offense in particular with some of those bigs, and then some guys on both teams get into foul trouble, and then that changes the style for a while. What was it like to kind of have to navigate that again? You know, not that we haven't played a lot of physical basketball. Indianola had some fouls, and Oskaloosa certainly last week. But what was it like to see the guys this time really adjust to that and maybe play through some of that difficulty?
It's important. You know, we're a physical basketball team, so we're okay with how that's called. But, you know, against a team that's 6'10", 6'7", they're going to put some pressure on our interior. And foul trouble is a part of the game. Our guys responded to that. I thought our bench stepped up and gave us good minutes. But, you know, I thought David Garner did a terrific job playing through foul trouble tonight. He brings a physical presence. He rebounded well. He finished excellent inside. Total team effort tonight, but David provided a spark for us.
Well, and speaking of sparks, and this is one you've been hoping for and didn't think you maybe even would have got if we were talking in November. And welcome back, by the way, to Little Hawkeye Conference Basketball, Griffin Simpson. First time since his football kind of freak injury he had. Hasn't played competitive basketball, certainly in high school level, at this varsity level, since last March. And you get thrown right into the fire against DCG. And five fouls doesn't tell the whole story about the energy he brought, especially at certain spurts, and just a different style of play that this team is adding now to it. Repertoire.
Just excited for him. We know injuries, how difficult they are, and he's somebody that's worked really hard to get back early. He's just in the early stages of this return, but he competed extremely hard, provided great energy, and just did provide that spark tonight, and so that was fun to see.
And then, yeah, we're here with Derek Schulte, head coach of the Pella boys basketball team, following a win over DCG to end the week. And that's been kind of the story overall. This team is finding itself here in the 2026, in the sense of we saw a near-perfect game to come out against Knoxville. Things did not go so well that following Tuesday, and since then, really some difficult adversity. And when you're on the top of this conference and you're a ranked team in 3A and you're Pella High School, you're always going to get everybody's best. What's it been like to know that we're still not close to what you want the end product to be in about 4 or 5 weeks?
Yeah, and it's exciting. We're finding ways to win in different ways. You think about tonight, we had to go sort of half court to half court, and that's not our preference with it, but it's going to be needed, and that's what tournament basketball looks like. You think of our league and our schedule, every night out, teams are going to have great game plans. They're going to try to take us out of transition. They're going to try to slow us down. These are the things that we need to respond to. And probably the biggest piece of when we talk response is responding to other teams' runs. DCG, excellent basketball team at home, makes a push there in that sort of late third, early fourth. And our guys really responded and found a way to take that lead back. And then it was just a battle from there on out.
Well, and things do not get much easier here in this kind of middle portion of the season. Next week you are at home, but you've got a doozy coming up on Tuesday. And really just the next three games are, I feel like they're going to be a real test for you, especially with brackets coming out soon. It starts with Des Moines Christian, who obviously has a rich tradition and a team that you know will love nothing more than to knock you off at home, and has recently in recent memory.
Yeah, excellent basketball team. I think they're another team that's in that 8-2, 9-2 range. It's another great 3A battle. I think our non-conference schedule is something by design to play some of the top teams, and Des Moines Christian certainly will bring that at home. And then we're right back into conference play again next Friday at Norwalk, and always tough place to play, and a team that's playing excellent basketball right now. This schedule doesn't stop. We're going to enjoy it this weekend, but then get back to work next week.
Well, and just, I mean, again, it's weird that if you want to get to your end goal, this is the halfway point now. I know we have winter break that kind of throws that off a little bit, but Just how do you feel about things, knowing that it feels like there's still a lot to improve upon, but also a lot of good things to build on?
Yeah, a lot of and just a lot of individual pieces of this puzzle that are all still finding their strength, their niche within here, and different guys stepping up on different nights. And we saw what happens against a Knoxville when you sort of put it together, or early against an Indianola when you put it together. Now we're just trying to extend those runs a little bit. But I'll be honest, the Little Hawkeye Conference probably looks a little bit more like this tonight, where it's going to be more grinders. Teams are going to want to play that way versus the free-flowing that we saw early on. And so as much as we'd love to have it look pretty and perfect, we're okay with the grind, because I think come tournament time, that's what we'll see.
Pell head coach Derek Schulte, this interview powered by Hy-Vee, following a 7-point win over DCG, first time in 4 years. You beat this program. Coach, appreciate your time, and I'll see you Tuesday at home.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.